You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. It's time for another installment of Central Coast Curious. That's our new reporting project where listeners ask questions and KCBX News investigates and reports out. Manika Wilhelm reported this story.
Every spring, a nearly neon yellow flower blooms over the Central Coast's hillsides. Mustard. But as listener Leslie Thompson points out in her Central Coast Curious question, mustard hasn't always been here. It may be pretty, but it's an invasive plant. Thompson asks, how did mustard come to invade the Central Coast? To find out, KCBX spoke with Dr. Matt Ritter, a botany professor at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. Essentially, Ritter says, a key to the answer lies within adobe bricks, specifically the bricks of California's Spanish missions. Molded from the surrounding area's clay, straw, and sand, mission adobe bricks contain the seeds and pollen from other plants, too, almost like a time capsule for Californian flora. So in their quest to understand more about the history of Californian plant life, researchers have cracked open these adobe bricks.
They know the date, the exact date when that mission was built. And so they know the date of the adobe brick. And you can break open the brick under a microscope and actually look at the seeds and the pollen in it.
Researchers have found mustard seeds in many of the later missions' bricks because mustard seeds and pollen were around by then during construction. But they aren't present in the bricks of the earliest built missions. Some suggest the Franciscan Padres specifically planted mustard as a marker for El Camino Real, the road that connects the Californian missions, throwing out seeds between the missions to create a yellow seed road. But it's hard to verify.
I've had some discussions with Dan Krieger, the local mission historian, and others about that. And he, in my understanding, has some evidence that that was actually a purposeful introduction, that black mustard was purposely introduced to California. Problem with the mission era is there was very little written about plants at that time.
So we know mustard first arrived in California in the late 1700s. And that time period was a big deal for Californian plants. It marked the arrival of the first invasive species.
1769, the Padres cross the Tijuana River estuary and come north and start to set up missions. And at that time, they brought plants from Europe with them. So in California, that date is important in the fact that we consider everything that was here in California before that to be native, and everything that was brought in and is now growing and reproducing on its own afterward to be non-native.
Whether the Padres planted mustard to create a path of gold or simply grew mustard in their gardens for seasoning, over the centuries, the invasive plant has found the Central Coast to be most hospitable. Clues like those adobe bricks help illuminate the historical record. You can submit a Central Coast Curious question or vote on the next question we'll answer at kcbx.org.